Welcome to Truth and Circumstances, where we apply the truth of God's Word to the difficult situations of real life. I'm Kyle Lamb, and with me is Greg Birdwell, preaching pastor at Providence Bible Fellowship in Westchester, Ohio. This is the first podcast of Truth and Circumstances. I think it's natural that we start out by just talking about how the podcast came about. Greg?
Yeah, it's the brainchild of Pastor Rick and mine. And that sounds kind of strange to say. It feels a little bit weird to say that I had a brainchild with Pastor Rick. So let me back up and say, I'll say he had a brainchild and I've adopted it and I'm raising it for him. But it's like an open adoption, so I'll be sending him pictures and things. But I think I've tortured that metaphor enough. Though it's Pastor Rick has been thinking about this kind of thing for a while, because we, the elders at Providence Bible Fellowship, we get questions all the time from people. You know, here's a difficult situation I'm dealing with. What kind of counsel can you give me? And so we answer questions quite a bit that that we end up thinking, man, it, you know, it'd be helpful to other people to hear the answer to that question, because there's nothing new under the sun. You know, what you're dealing with is going to be very similar to what other people are dealing with. And so he had thought, you know, it'd be good to have some kind of forum to answer those kinds of questions. And so he came to me about it, and I had for a while been thinking about, you know, wanting to teach people how to reason from the scriptures. And so this is a great way to do that.
So are we limiting this podcast to a certain audience, or who's it for?
Well, it's since, you know, I'm one of the elders of Providence Bible Fellowship, you know, my first priority is always going to be to people at PBF. We've got great folks. And so this is like a kind of a natural way to shepherd them. So first and foremost, it's for our own folks, just another way to get content out to help them apply scriptures to their lives. But then it could also benefit the rest of the known world, you know. So, you know, somebody else may hear a question that we deal with on the podcast and saying, you know, I've got an aunt in Saskatchewan that has a similar situation. She might benefit from this. And so you send the link to her. So I could see it being a benefit to people outside of Providence. And that would be fantastic, because, you know, we want to not just serve Providence, but the Church Universal. And so this is a way to do that. Yeah.
Awesome. Great. So I'm sure many people are aware you have a blog on the website.
Yeah.
How is this going to differ at all, or is it going to differ at all from the blog itself?
Yeah, it will be different than what we do on the blog. This, the podcast is going to be geared more specifically to applying the scriptures to specific situations. And in the past, we haven't done a whole lot of that on the blog, just because with the blog, it's kind of hard to keep people's attention. It takes time to sit down and listen and read a blog. You can't like multitask. You can't scramble eggs while you're reading a blog or mow the grass while you're reading the blog. So to deal with anything on the blog, it has to be kind of split up into multiple series, like the series I'm doing right now on, you know, what's it called? The unacceptable sexual sin. This is like a 5-part deal now that is just taking a while, because you have to break it up into these more manageable pieces. This is going to allow us to address like specific questions in ways that would be difficult to do on the blog. Plus, I've noticed over the years that believers who love the Lord and want to live according to God's word, they have a difficult time reasoning from the scriptures. You know, there's like some questions that we have in life lend themselves to very simple black and white biblical answers. Like, should I commit adultery? You know, that one's not a hard one to deal with. We can go to several different places in the scriptures and put our finger on the page and say, no, you should not do that. Should I murder my mother-in-law? Well, I can find several different places that would lead me to say, yeah, murdering anybody is a bad idea. But then there are other questions that don't lend themselves to easy black and white answers, like, what if my 8-year-old son, wants to wear a dress to his birthday party? What on earth do I do? Or my employer is expecting me to participate in this celebration of homosexual marriage. It's like a corporate thing and everybody has to be involved. What do I do with that? I don't have an exhaustive knowledge of the scriptures, but I'm pretty sure that there's nowhere in Paul's writings that he dealt with those specific questions. You know, you can't go to 1 Corinthians and find, you know, what do you do when the corporation you work for is pushing homosexual marriage on you? So there are some questions like that that people deal with on a regular basis where there's not an easy biblical answer that you can go to and say, oh, this tells me very specifically what to do. And so those kinds of questions require us to what I call reason from the scriptures. They require us to take principles from the scriptures and sometimes multiple principles from the scriptures and use those principles to piece together the wisest course or the wisest way forward. So with this podcast, while we're answering these very specific questions, we're also going to be teaching by example how to reason from the scriptures and apply the scriptures to issues that may not have obvious biblical answers. So,
good stuff. Well, you've kind of hinted at it already, what we might be talking about, but can we maybe nail down a little further, maybe a specific subject matters, or maybe even, again, we already clarified the audience, but maybe it might appeal to certain people more. I got anything to say about that?
Yeah, well, since, again, you know, the folks at Providence are on my mind, and they're my priority, and because our demographics here at the church are primarily young families, we're probably going to do a lot of marriage and family stuff, specific issues related to difficulties in marital relationships, raising children, extended family issues, those kinds of things, because those are the kinds of questions, a lot of the questions that we get as elders. But we're open to any kind of situation that pops up, though, so we won't be, you know, confined to just those things. I mean, it could be any kind of question that comes up. Like, you know, we do get, like, the question that I just mentioned about, you know, the corporation that I work for is pushing homosexual marriage and requiring everybody to celebrate this. That's an actual question that I've gotten here at Providence. So I could definitely see us getting into those kinds of things. It's just that we won't be engaging in just straight, hardcore, pure theological discussion. Now, that's something that I would enjoy, and we do some of that kind of thing on the blog, but this podcast is more for specific practical applications of Scripture. So that being said, the situations will inevitably lead us to talk about theology, because all theology is practical, but, you know, we're going to start out with a question and take that question to the scriptures, which will lead us to talk about theology, but how that theology applies to the issue that we're talking about. So we'll deal with theology, but it's not like we're ever going to have an episode where, okay, today we're talking about infralapsarianism. You know, that won't be happening on Truth and Circumstances. This is going to be very specific everyday issues that people deal with, and what would the Bible have me to do about this?
Mm. Yeah. So this podcast, I mean, it's kind of acting as an intro to our podcast. Do you have maybe a topic in mind for next week or what we might discuss?
Right. You know, we did a couple of years ago, back in 2015, we did our spiritual leadership boot camp for the men in our congregation. And I think a lot of people benefited from that, but I heard from some of the wives in the congregation, hey, what about us? You know, where's our boot camp? Which is kind of a strange thing to hear from women. When do we get to go to boot camp?
Sure.
But anyway, so we've kind of dealt with the spiritual leadership thing from a male perspective. And a question that I hear a lot, and this comes up in counseling, comes up in casual conversation, is wives wanting their husbands to lead them spiritually, but their husbands are not. And so probably a first question that we'll deal with is, how do I get my husband to lead me spiritually? Which is kind of a countercultural question to ask. I mean, the people outside of Christendom, and maybe probably outside of conservative Christianity would think, what an absurd question to even be asking. Why would you want your husband to lead you? Well, godly women who understand the scriptures, that's exactly what they want. And a pressing thing on the minds of a lot of women and numerous women in our congregation, they want so badly for their husbands to lead them. What should they do? How should they approach that? So that's one of the things that we'll be discussing first.
Awesome. Well, yeah. I, as a married man, I'm definitely looking forward to that.
Yeah. And that's a good thing to say, to note that, you know, that will be a good one to listen to, not just if you're a wife, but it's going to be a good one to listen to for men, because you will hear a perspective on the spiritual leadership question that wouldn't occur to you as a man. Like we'll be considering from the perspective of a wife who desires leadership. And I think it may kind of light a fire under some of the men to understand how badly wives want this. And, so I think there's going to be a lot of men who will benefit from listening to the discussion of that question too.
Great. Well, any last thoughts before we conclude with today?
No, I'm just very excited about doing this. Very excited to be having this conversation, especially with you. I mean, you're like in the prime of your life,
sure.
Relatively newly married,
yeah.
About to have a child. And so it's kind of a very natural thing for you and I to be having these conversations. So I'm excited and I'm glad we're doing
Absolutely.
It together.
Absolutely. Me too, Greg. This has been Truth and Circumstances. You can visit our website at truthandcircumstances.com. If you have any questions you'd like to hear us address on the podcast, you can email those to questions@truthandcircumstances.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and ask your questions there. Truth and Circumstances is a ministry of Providence Bible Fellowship in Westchester, Ohio.